One could say Frank Relly didn't find photography. Photography found Frank Relly. This West Bank, then North Shore local, who graduated college with a degree in philosophy, discovered that his hard-earned degree did not ensure instant entry into the business world.
I was at Tulane University, and I was graduating. I went to a job fair and realized I was qualified to continue my career as a waiter in the French Quarter or move to Houston, go into computer science. I literally walked out of the job fair, the Mardi Gras job fair, with a suit that was too big for me on and a green face, terrified at my future prospects.
But a friend saved Frank by offering him an unpaid gopher job, taking the occasional photograph on an ecological research project in Canada. By the time Frank returned to New Orleans, he resolved to learn as much as he could about that art form, and he did. His career took off, and the awards started happening. Then, in 2012, he received a strange request.
One day, I was at work, and I got a phone call, and the guy said, can I speak to Frank? And I said, yes, this is Frank. And he says, this is Tony. My name's Tony. I'm from New York. I want to talk to you about putting a show together in Moscow for me. And I said, okay. And he's like, I understand that, you know, you can put these shows together. He said, the U.S. Embassy has sponsored this show in Moscow, and I want you to, you know, put a show together about New Orleans and Moscow. I literally thought to myself, I'm like, okay, we got a Tony from New York, a Frankie from New Orleans, the U.S. Embassy, a show in Moscow about New Orleans. Like, it sounds like a joke.
But it wasn't a joke. The American Embassy in Moscow really did want an exhibition. So, after culling 1,100 images from the thousands submitted for consideration, it was off to Moscow to oversee the printing.
Usually, if I travel abroad, I would do the courtesy of learning the basic words. I was so busy preparing for this show, I literally did not know how to say hello in Russian when I arrived at the airport, and the man who picked me up from the airport did not speak a word of English. So you can imagine that scenario, me kind of happy-faced and excited to be in Russia on this cultural exchange, and then I meet this very strong-faced, bald, somewhat terrifying-looking Russian man. He doesn't speak a word of English, and I get into his van, and we're driving into Moscow, and I'm like, cultural exchange, first lesson. Learn the language.
Organizing this massive exhibition for the Moscow House of Photography Museum left Frank little time to focus on the political tensions surrounding Crimea and the Ukraine, or, he says, any other cultural issue. But when he returned to Moscow to oversee getting the images up on the wall, it was clear which ones garnered attention.
The issue of homosexuality drew a lot of attention. Michelle Varisco's photograph of a ballerina boy, which is a very humorous scene on Bourbon Street of a man who could be straight or gay, dressed as a ballerina in a crowd of people. That image engaged a tremendous amount of varied attention, from humor to curiosity to an expression of appreciation for the freedom of expression in the photograph.
The exhibition was an enormous success. The museum stayed open until 2 a.m. the first night, with more than 10,000 attending. In Moscow for 11 days, Frank walked freely around this city of more than 13 million, often in the company of other young museum staffers. One night, they decided he needed to learn a Russian song, one about a man off to war who hoped his sweetheart would remain true.
Поплыли туманы над рекой, выходила на...
For me, it has kind of a march sound. It's rollicking, but you can feel the sensitivity to it. And we're out in Gorky Park next to Moscow River, and they're singing that song, the four of them all standing around. It was a great moment, of cultural exchange.
To read more about New Orleans in photographs, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
Про того, чьи письма берегла, про того, которого любила, про того, чьи письма берегла.